This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More now on the Northeast blackouts. Marshall Berman is a professor of political science at the City University of New York. He lives in the city. He was there 26 years ago in 1977 when the power went out, and he was there 12 years earlier in 1965 for the first famous New York blackout. Marshall Berman, what were those earlier power outages like?
The 65 one was quite fun. It was in the fall. I forget exact end October, early November, but it was unusually warm night, and there was a very radiant moon, so that it wasn't black. And people could go for walks and check out the scene, which I know I did.
And 1977?
77, it was a very hot evening in the middle of a hot spell. It had been in the 90s for, it seemed like, weeks. I had a baby who was, I guess, about two, and we were in the playground when we saw all the lights around us go out. And at first it looked physically very beautiful, seeing the lights go out and then seeing the sunset. And we stayed around for a little while, and then both we and other parents with babies, because it was that kind of playground, thought we probably better get home. I sort of worried if there was going to be any trouble, and I guess about 11 o'clock, I began to hear windows breaking on Broadway. We were a block from Broadway, but we can't see it. So we heard windows breaking, people shouting, and then some gunshots.
So when this happened again yesterday, what did you think it was going to be like, and how did it turn out in comparison?
Well, it doesn't seem like there was much looting. And people seem to be being very nice to each other. On the one hand, the stores all closed. So I went down to hoping to get some batteries and some ice, so the food wouldn't spoil, which it I think did. The stores let everybody out early to go home, so they could get home. But it was often it took people hours to get home. But people were asking people, you want to stay with us tonight? And people were asking old people, we live on the second floor, you can stay with us and not have to walk up. It was much more like the first blackout.
How do you account for that difference in behavior, Professor Berman?
The thing that needs more to be explained is the 77 period. And we were in the middle of a tremendous amount of, this was just after, or really in the midst of the city fiscal crisis. And, one thing, there had been a tremendous media assault on New York, and the feeling that bad things were happening to us because we were bad people, that we collectively just lived wrong. And suffering was not a symptom of misfortune, but a proof of guilt. And so there was a tremendous amount of feeling about that, that because a very small proportion of people had been violent and nasty, there was some way in which we all were guilty, and this is what the media said.
Professor, you teach political science, which is really the study of how people can collectively get something done.
Uh-huh.
So what's the answer here? As a political scientist, could you fix this?
It's very tricky because, it's like there's a certain kind of moralism that in a way is a re-edition of 1977. Bad things happen because you have the wrong lifestyle. There's a book which was written about the Puritans called The American Jeremiad. And it was written about the 17th century, but one of the most prominent styles of thought, or what passes for thought in America, is to say, look, it didn't rain this year and the crops came up bad, and that's because you're sinful. My form of the Jeremiad is, I guess, more of a Marxist one, in a sense that everything is arranged to consume a maximum electricity, but the more you do that, especially in the summer, the more you're skirting the edge of danger.
Marxism is pretty much out of fashion these days.
Well, I've never been in fashion. It's a free enough country that I can do my thing and do it in a reasonably plausible way I can hang in there. But I'll never get rich.
Marshall Berman, professor of political science at the City University of New York. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.